Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Charlie Puth and Haley Steinfeld. They are the perfect combination. And they're coming together to the Bay. They're going to be at Shoreline Amphitheater on August 18th. And we've got tickets right now. We've got them all day, actually. 9, noon, 3, and 5. But this is your first chance to score a pair. Call now, 800-400-3697. Call number 97 wins tickets for Charlie Puth and Haley Steinfeld.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Should be a fun show.
Our text number is the same one you dial to win those tickets. 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. Oh, my God, you guys. I'm laughing so hard at that phone call. I think you should have kept them on longer.
I don't know, man.
Someone said it was a bot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let me see where that is.
It didn't sound like he was in any way directly responding to anything we said. But it certainly wasn't Elon Musk. Unless he's just like having an Ambien daydream.
There it is.
Elon, you should probably call us.
415 says, that's an automated phone bot. It's triggered by voices.
Oh.
So he, in an effort to screw with the people or who are trying to screw with him,
right. Maybe
has fought back.
Right.
Who knows?
Of course he has. Look at the tech guy knowing how to employ the tech. Good job.
Sarah, you have to watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh.
On Amazon. It's great.
Okay.
650.
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
Yeah. M-A-I-S-E-L.
Okay.
Maisel.
I'm going to write it down.
Maisel?
Mazel tov.
Can you guys please stop talking about the new Star Wars movie? It hasn't even been out for a week, and Hooman has already given away several bleeping spoilers.
I can't stop.
Got him.
Oh, I know what it was. There was a text up there that was saying something about they didn't want to agree with me, but they also found it super cheesy.
Yeah.
Do you see that text there in front of you?
I don't see it.
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, on my list of things to do on Amazon.
What was the Hulu show Sarah mentioned yesterday?
Top of the Lake, possibly?
650 is asking.
Yeah, it also stars Peggy from Mad Men. Can't think of her name. Elizabeth something. The girl who was in The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
In Mad Men.
Yeah. And it stars her. It's set in Australia and New Zealand, and it's great. We loved it. We tore through two seasons.
No, I don't have it. I was going to say Elizabeth Smart, and then I'm like, I'm getting all
Moss.
Of...
Moss. I knew it was like, I was like, Moss. Four letters. It's one syllable.
I was thinking Elizabeth Shue. That's
yeah,
right.
It's just such Elizabeth Moss. Bad pulling names from nowhere, just putting them together. Is that it?
Close.
415 says, she might not be super smart, but knows a little about everything and can carry on a conversation.
Sure.
And is loving.
That's
what I was trying to say. Yeah, she might have qualities none of us know about.
Maybe she's hilarious, too.
She might also be really fun.
Yeah. She might be a tigress.
What?
I think Garage Cat just showed up.
415 says, I wish you guys... Will you listen to this already?
Yes.
I wish you guys wouldn't slam Elon about his Rolling Stone article. This is why men, in particular, are so messed up.
We're not slamming him.
Hold on. Because society doesn't let them be vulnerable or just be themselves.
Oh, my God.
Frowny face.
No one's slamming him. We feel bad for him. He sounds pathetic.
Is that not a slam?
No.
Oh.
Sounds like he's got a terribly broken heart. Listen, there's nothing that guy could do to make me not love him. Well, I suppose there was something. I don't know.
I still have an old book of Disney ride tickets. Only A's and B's. No E's, of course, because you always use those up first.
Yeah. Definitely an E ticket.
Sarah.
Yara.
And everyone just has a call it because we're all jerks. Hooman, what's the number? I'll call it right now.
I'm proving my point. And if you hadn't called it, I would have.
What if Elon was trying to steal that guy away from Facebook?
Well, that's what it sounds
that
like.
That would be awkward now that the story went public. Yeah, well, he's... Yeah.
Well, maybe that guy will get a raise from Facebook now that they know he's wanted.
Or...
his walking papers. Well, I guess then Elon doesn't have to steal them.
Well,
he can just walk on over.
It's bad business, though, to be doing that. Mm-hmm. It's not something that he would want to have been caught in the middle of poaching, right?
Right.
Whenever my ex and I were on vacation, we used to always joke, yeah, this is for sure up to code.
Yeah. Our joke is safety second.
It's just, there's just a, you know, there's a different set of rules in different countries. I've been to Mexico 1,000 times. I love Mexico. Yeah. I also have seen a guy on one of those parasailing things that get towed behind a boat almost hit a building.
Yeah.
Like, just barely kept from dying. And all of them are in the boat trying to,
oh, God.
And you just go, oh my God, you guys are, that's a human up there with no helmet on, and you almost killed that guy.
Well, just the fact that he doesn't have a helmet on.
And then guess what? There's people in line.
Yep.
My turn.
Do it. Well, you know, and there is a large personal responsibility element in this thing that I guess because we're so bubble wrapped here, you just forget it when you go someplace else. I mean, I should have looked.
408 says, I thought Hooman knows Elon.
He's met him.
I've met him a couple times. We've never had more.
Knowing
than
someone and meeting them a couple times.
I'll shake my hand.
Could he pick you out of a lineup?
No, absolutely.
I think we're closer to Elon's mom than
Elon.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
She knows me.
Could she pick you out of a lineup?
Yeah.
You're positive?
Absolutely. 100%.
She'd call you by name?
I don't think she knows my name. That's a lot.
Oh.
It's unusual.
She probably, you know. One of the problems with knowing someone's name is I've known many people's name for sure. And then you don't see them for 6 months. Yeah. And in that time,
you forget their name.
It goes away.
Yeah.
And then you see them and you go, oh, my God.
Right.
I don't know why I can't think of your name. I totally know you.
I always feel
so
bad.
So stupid.
When I, because I will remember someone's face or not even remember their face. Like when we go out to do appearances or something. And, and listen, I so love the people that listen to this show. And we totally appreciate you're there. And please forgive me for my many times I've forgotten your name or forgot that we met before. Like I feel terrible.
Right.
Because I know you give us your time. And I want to give you something back. And there have been so many times where I'm like, oh, nice to meet you. And they're like, well, we've met like 12 times. I come out to all your things. I'm like, I suck.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I hate when even people at work here that
right.
I know that they're here. So obviously we work with them. But then out in the real world and I see them, I don't
out of context,
know who they are.
Right. Oh, are you a listener?
Yeah.
No.
I work with you.
Right.
Oh, sorry. Didn't recognize you.
Oopsie.
Yeah.
Then it was Amanda Smart that got kidnapped.
That is the name I was thinking of. There was a...
another Amanda?
So there's Dugard and an Amanda Smart.
Right.
Is that the deal?
Isn't J.C. Dugard... That's the girl who was kept in that guy's... Kidnapped when she was like 13 or 14. Had a bunch of kids with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oy.
Kept here in Antioch.
Yeah. So Amanda Smart is the... she was like a blonde-haired girl. She went down to Mexico or wherever and just never came back.
Well, I don't remember the story. But yes, we're clearly confusing our...
Amanda Knox was the person. We don't need to even wonder about these other people until they hit the news.
I watched the Netflix documentary on Amanda Knox.
And?
And as a true crime lover, there wasn't much evidence against her. They seemed to zero in on her and didn't look back. Good watch, though. Love you guys.
Yeah, that woman spent years in jail and was innocent. Oh, now she's got her own show, the Scarlet Letter Papers or something.
I'm a liberal, but Vice is very nonpartisan, which I enjoy because I grew up with politics.
Yeah. Oh, I think that they do a super fair, interesting, on the scene, asking questions. I really love that series. I'm not even sure what, like, is it a series? Like, I keep, there's a Vice channel, right?
There's a Vice channel, but the one you're talking about is on HBO.
Okay. Oh, okay. That is the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes long.
Yeah, they're not super, some of them are longer than others, but they're just like kind of a dig into some topic, and they really do a great job. I've been sucked into a bunch of those.
I don't know if this is a slam or not. I don't know what to say about it, so I'll just read it and you tell me.
Okay, I'm sure it's probably
510 says, the right store for Yuzi is Victoria's Secret. For Sarah, it's Talbot's or Chico's.
Oh, I'm sure that's a slam. I've never been into either a Talbot's or a Chico's, but I think those are old lady clothes places.
I wouldn't call them old lady clothes. I'd call them comfort clothing.
Oh, yeah, those
kinda
are the shows for me.
Kind of loose-fitting, baggy,
sounds
but
great.
Really pretty prints.
Oh,
they're actually great stores.
Oh.
And you know what, Victoria, really, they don't have my size really anymore.
Yeah, the store for me, I hate to say it, but I just go to the Gap.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I want?
Why do you hate to say it?
I don't know. It just.
What's the matter with that?
Because I feel like I should care what I look like. But
you do?
You do?
Yeah, I guess. Sure. You do?
I just went high voice, and I'm lying, but you know.
No, she does put herself together.
Well, when I'm going out somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, just to come into work, I'm t-shirt. It's 4 in the morning. Give me a t-shirt, jeans, something I can put on that if it's inside out, it's not the end of the world. And it's just, I just don't have a lot of energy for that at that time of day.
Tell me about it.
But if I'm going out, like, you know, if I have plans with friends, I have a couple outfits that I'm. That they've all seen 5 times
before.
Well,
you look real cute in your performance.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah.
I wore a little piped jacket.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I was Snapchatted the whole thing and enjoyed it.
Was it damn
thoroughly?
Felt like I was there in the front row.
My son, who has perfect pitch, which if you don't know, I didn't know what it was until it turns out he has it. He can tell you any note. And so I was a little bit nervous to perform in front of him because he hears me singing Clams all the time at the house.
He knows.
He knows if you're singing it right or you're singing it wrong.
Must be a curse.
It is, actually. It's hard for him to hear someone who can't sing, which is why he'll sometimes come out of his room and go, can you guys stop?
Can you leave?
Yeah. I was like, can you move out?
But so did he give you? What kind of grade did he give you?
He gave me a 7 out of 10,
oh.
Which I chalk up mainly, which I was, and my mother was like, what? I'm like, oh my God, Mom, are you kidding? Coming from him, that is huge praise. I chalk most of that up to the fact that the band is 100% in tune and blasting out, and you can barely hear me over them, and so maybe a lot of my mistakes were buried.
How's his piano playing?
It's great. He's got a great teacher, and Scott Lawrence, who's in a
shame,
total shame. He goes to Bananas. They have a huge lessons program there.
I have a funny experiment for you to try on him.
Okay.
After he gets used to the piano,
yeah.
Put him on a keyboard and hit the transpose button. See what happens to him. Because people who have perfect pitch, they start going crazy if it's transposed.
Right.
Because the C is no longer a C. It's something else.
So they get
so they
bananas.
Can't play it because they're like, that's not right. That's not right. So I do that with people who have perfect pitch. It's kind of funny.
I will torture him with that. No problem.
Four
it's
and
a great
five
idea.
Says I want to shoot myself every time I hear the word Christmas replaced with the word holiday. Is that wrong? Is there a hotline for people with my affliction?
I gotta say it bothers me too. I feel like you know, I don't feel like there's a war on Christmas. There's just an over PC-ism in the world, and you know, I don't feel like when I wish someone a Merry Christmas that I'm excluding anyone, and I'm sorry if that's not the holiday that you celebrate. I wish you a happy
whatever
time.
Everything. We wish
I
you
wish
happy
you a happy life. So I guess why they switch it to holiday. That's why they switch it because they feel like they don't want to bum
people
anybody.
Know what holiday
somebody
means.
Somebody wished me a happy Hanukkah, I'd be like, thanks.
I know.
It just would have no effect on me. So I don't know why everyone is
when
so
sensitive
about it.
Someone says happy Hanukkah to me, I go happy Hanukkah to you as well.
Right.
Cuz I'm normal.
Speaking of happy, let me say happy.
You're normal?
In that sense, yes.
Okay.
All right. In no sense are you normal.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Not.
I use that sound to get me today.
I mean, I guess you have skin and hair and you
all
wear
morning.
Clothes.
Right.
All normal
anytime
thing.
I say anything.
Okay, what were you about to say?
I want to pull a Hooman and say happy birthday to my friend Dwight.
Hey, Dwight.
Happy birthday, Dwight.
Happy
he works
birthday.
Over at EA.
Oh,
yay.
EA happy. Sports.
That's it, Bryn. Good job.
Jeez.
Thank you.
Keep at it with the contacts, Sarah. Eventually, you'll be able to do the Ace Ventura eyeball gag without even flinching.
I don't know.
That's what I'm... The only reason I read it is because I was like,
did he stick a finger in his eye or something?
I don't know.
Or did he pop them out?
Again, I'm trying to tell you, I've seen that movie 1,000 times, and I don't know it.
Maybe it's one of the sequels or something.
I even saw the sequel, but it's been a while, I have to admit.
I don't recall that at all.
Vin, as a fellow skater surfer, stay away from shoulder surgery. I had mine repaired 10 years ago. It hurts more post-op to fall on it than before. Frozen shoulder is the worst. Yeah, my fear of what it could be like after is why I'm waiting until...
Right. Use it as long as you can.
Until there's no chance.
No alternative.
Right. No?
There is something called the... I typed in Ace Ventura... Ace... What is it?
Ventura.
Ventura.
That's it.
Eyeball. And then some video came up, and it's playing right now. Oh, he does something to his eyes. I don't know.
Oh, he can, like,
he puts his finger in his eye and that moves his eyeball around.
Oh.
Oddly.
By the way, you guys, it wasn't Amanda Smart. It was Elizabeth Smart. We're good. I don't even know why. We were talking about Amanda Knox. Like, let's just let everything else fall to the wayside. It's a conversation we don't need to have. All right, hold on. Here we go. We're watching it. And
he just pushes his eye and it moves in the socket.
I have to say, even after just 4 days of sticking these contacts in, I'm way more comfortable with watching my finger come right at my eyeball.
I'll tell you something. You know how your nails grow? A couple days pass, you don't even think about it, and your nails have grown? You really got to keep them trimmed.
Yeah. Well, I'm a super short nail girl anyway.
Me too, and I have had times where I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that.
Oh, like stick it right into
like
your
eye? Like my nail has stuck into my eye, the white.
Well, I'm hoping that doesn't happen. Maybe I should let one grow. You know what the hard part is? Getting them out. So maybe I should let one grow so I can scrape the edge of it up.
No, that's disgusting. Don't do it. A lot of people sent pictures of the contacts they use, which I'll leave for you to go through later.
Yeah. It's the little case. That's all I have are the little snap-off cases. I don't have any of the packaging, so I don't know what the brand is. Although, Clarity is what George said, right?
Yeah, that's what Human said.
Does Christina still get sick all the time from the kid, even though she's an avid runner? She is currently not sick. Mm. Dad seems to...
Do you think it's you that's getting more of the problem than she is, or she's had a few of the colds.
She's had more than her share of colds too over the past 4 years, but dad has had at least double.
Right.
And it's not running. I run too. It's just for whatever reason, I avoided human contact for so long. You know how I just always...
Sure. Absolutely.
It's just depleted my immunity system, I guess.
Well,
they say, too,
once you catch a cold, you can never catch that same cold again. So you're just being exposed to ones you've never been exposed to before.
I guess.
So if she doesn't catch it, it's probably because she's already had that one.
LOL, Vinny acts like he's the only person who gets colds. Yeah.
Well, it's hard to have a cold. You know, he's a baby, and we need to pamper him. We need to get him.
Wasn't the study yesterday that when men get sick,
it's so much harder for them? It's just harder. Let's get him some chicken soup.
Yeah.
You want a nice snuggle blanket, Vinny? We'll put you out on the couch and bring your microphone and everything out to you.
No, I think I'll just get through this and then go home. Thank you, though.
You're welcome. Anything you need, you just let us know.
Tenure has nothing to do with it. They could fire him. They're keeping him because he is well known in his field. Prestige.
This is the
Berkeley teacher.
Architecture professor who they paid off to the tune of $80,000.
They paid off the student that he was...
Sticking his hand up her skirt.
Right. And he is still there, not teaching class.
Right. But collecting his paycheck.
Of $211,000 per year.
It's pretty good pay for not doing anything.
925 says, need your help.
What is it?
I need to buy a last-minute white elephant gift. Limit $30. Thoughts? Yes. I can help you with this.
All right.
Really good socks.
Oh.
A really good pair of socks. You can get Stance. You can go Thorlo. Smart Wool. Get a good pair of socks.
Also not a fun thing to open at a white elephant, though. They're supposed to be like kind of cool, unusual things.
What do you mean? Well, yeah. Stance socks are crazy. Like, you can get Iron Maiden socks. Like, you can get Eddie from Maiden on the socks.
Okay.
What girl doesn't want that?
I can't think of one. I'd actually love a pair of socks like that.
Right. Mm. I know you would. I didn't get you this year, though, so I didn't.
Oh, damn it.
I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. I wonder who got me, because I know who didn't get me.
You get me, Vinny?
I'm not telling anybody anything.
You always get me.
Well, either Bryn, Vaughn, or Yuzi got me.
Whoever I got, though, got styled.
Yeah, me too. I got my person a good damn thing.
I got everybody something. Just kidding.
You're amazing.
We got a break.
All right, we'll be right back. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We hope you have. What are you giggling about?
It says
now?
The moral of the story: don't name your kid Amanda.
Yeah.
That's true. It's a bad song by Boston, too.
Oh, that's a pretty song.
No, it's
not. No, yeah. It's the worst. It's on that horrible.
It's the third album.
Throwaway third album.
Yuck.
925 says Elon is totally a crazy person. Believes we live in the Matrix. Can never take him seriously. Maybe we do. If he believes it, I believe it too. Who knew? I did not realize we lived in the Matrix, but now I know. Thank you, Elon. You're amazing. It was fun talking to you this morning.
Really?
Hey, thanks for listening today. Have a great hump day.
Don't forget, the station's open all day, and
sure
Jane
is.
Will be at...
She is up, right? I don't see... Oh, her office is open. Jane will be in
right.
here later, too. You're going to love her. She's
got
best.
More of these Charlie Puth, Haley Steinfeld tickets. So that's happening August 18th at the Shoreline. Chances at 9, noon, 3, and 5. Tomorrow on the show... We have more U2 tickets. We've been very quietly giving those away.
In our last day for the $500 Westfield gift card.
Oh, our 12 days of Christmas are over at that point?
12 days of holiday,
12
Sarah.
Days of holiday. Sorry, I got it wrong again. So listen, tonight, Vinny, me and you.
Yes.
We're going to be up until 11 watching.
No, I won't, actually.
Survivor.
I'm going to read who won and text you the
name.
Oh,
my God, you bet. Oh, I know you're kidding.
You'd love that, though, wouldn't you?
No, and I know that you love me too much to do that. I know that. I have that.
Well, I also know you're not picking up your phone at that
hour.
That's
true. I put it on the charger by then. But I'm super excited to see who wins. It's been another epic year of Survivor. Someone texted earlier that they were thanking us for continuing to be devotees of it because they had fallen off of it and they...
Oh, I didn't see that
one.
Yeah,
it was only up there for a second. But it was, you know, just nice things about thanks for getting me back into Survivor.
It's good, man. It's really good.
Yep, we love it. All right, have a great day, you guys, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.